我哋感谢主，佢引导我哋又嚟到主嘅面前。
We thank the Lord that He has led us once again to come before His presence.
已经好几次同弟兄姊妹交通到关于主再来嘅信息。
We've already spent quite a bit of time to share on this theme or the topic of the Lord's second return, second coming.
今朝早都唔例外，继续喺呢个方向嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
So today we'll continue along this theme.
请我哋睇彼得后书。
Let's first turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
我们今早早读比较长一啲嘅圣经，唔该弟兄姊妹忍耐。
We'll be reading through a portion of scripture. It's a little bit longer than usual, so please keep up with us.
彼得后书第三章
，recorded in 2 Peter chapter 3。
揾到嘅请听我读。彼得后书第三章。由第一节开始，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好好讥诮的人。随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，直水而成的地。故此，当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，即留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是耽言，其实不是耽言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日诸天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。我就读这一段，再看前面的彼得，仍然是彼得后书的第一章。
We've read actually through verse 11.I'm sorry, through 13. Let's go on to a second scriptural passage that's recorded in 2 Peter chapter 1.
第十一节。
And it will just be verse 11.
第一章第十一节他说，这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11, this particular verse reads,For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
好，我哋就读咁多嘅圣经啊，请我哋再一次低头祷告。
That's our scriptural reading for today. Let us come before the Lord once again. Let's bow our heads before Him.
主耶稣，我哋感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我知道主你嚟嘅日子快到。
We know that the time of your return is imminent.
因此求你将一个爱慕你的心赏赐给我们。
So we ask that you grant to us a heart that loves you.
主虽然现象告诉我们你快来。
So what we see now is that you are returning soon.
主你的话也都告诉我们你快回来。
And we see from your words that you shall return quickly.
求主你同时给我们的心也是这样的预备。
As such, Lord, we ask that you help us to have a prepared heart.
好，主啊，恐怕我们这帮人听你的信息听得多，我们以为我们预备了。
Lest we have, who have heard of these words again and again fail and to think that we are already prepared.
主啊，求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
又提醒我们。
And remind us.
主啊，叫我们真做一个预备迎接你的人。
That we are, that we become someone who is truly looking for and hastening your return.
主啊，我们等候在你的面前。
Lord, we wait before you.
求主向我们说话。
May you speak with us.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We thank our Lord.
因为他离开地的时候，他应许过他会再回来。
Because when he ascended to the heavens from earth, he had given us a promise.
环境在一直告诉我们。
And the circumstances and the environment around us continue to speak to us.
主很快就回来。
The fact is that the Lord's return is coming soon.
如果我们放眼在现今的世代，
If we look around our world today,
越来越坏。
We realize that it's becoming more and more wicked.
我估计这几个星期在这个金融界上面有很大的改变。
As brothers and sisters already know from the news in the recent days, there's great changes on Wall Street.
因着这个缘故，使人的心里边惶恐。
And because of these changes, it moves individuals' hearts.
加上各处的饥荒、地震。
And then if you look around even further beyond our shores, we see the news of earthquakes.
越来越多呢，这些事情就指向圣经里边话主再翻嚟之前嘅现象。
And other natural catastrophes, and as these catastrophes become closer and closer and more in numbers, it only speaks to a fact that our Lord's return is imminent.
我哋交通过罗德嘅时代嘅人。
We shared a little bit in the past about the generation of Lot.
当时嘅人。 他们都是非常的丰富的。
And in that generation, that particular group of people actually were wealthy.
但是那时的人，他们的眼只是注在物质的享用上面。
But as they gained their wealth, their sights were set also on their wealth.
圣经就用罗德的妻子来给我们一个提示。
And the word of God utilized Lot's wife to become a reminder for us.
他不放得低地上面的财宝。
If you recall, Lot's wife could not bear to let go of the riches of this world.
以致到他在那个灭亡的里头有份。
As such, she succumbed to the catastrophe that befell that generation.
我们有交通过关于挪亚的时代的人。
We also shared in the past about the person of Noah.
他们那时候满足自己的肉体。
And at that time, the generation was shooting for or sought after things that satisfied them physically.
而将神放在一边。
And in doing so, though, they put aside God and His matters.
创世纪那里神告诉我们，当时的人发明了很多的东西。
In Genesis, actually records for us, many of the many of the inventions that were made by man.
譬如他们开始懂得织帐篷。
For example, they came to know how to knit a tent.
即是说他们要为自己呢来预备一个永久的居所。
Their intention was to be able to build for themselves a long lasting or even everlasting dwelling place.
聖經又話佢哋開始咧就牧羊啊，呢啲牲畜畜牧。
They started to learn how to shepherd their flocks, how to have grow livestock.
嗱，為著乜嘢咧？啊，為著自己嚟到有呢啲嘅積蓄。
But again, what was the purpose for caring for livestock? It was so that they themselves might be satisfied.
然後咧，佢哋又發明咗咩咧？吹簫啊，彈琴啊，咁樣。
What else? It also records for us that there was an invention of the flute, of the harp.
嗰啲係為著佢哋自己嘅享用嚇，喺自己嘅一啲嘅享樂。
The development of music and music instruments, but what was it for? It is for the entertainment and the fulfillment of the self.
原來咧，佢哋聖經又話，佢哋又發明咗啲咩咧？用銅鐵嚟到做工具。
And then what else? The Bible goes on to tell us that they started to learn how to utilize copper as tools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, bronze to make tools.
那其實如果你話喺人類嘅文化上邊咧嚟去睇咧，呢啲嘅發明都係好嘅。
Now, if you look at it from a perspective of a development of culture, then all these inventions, all these developments are good.
呢啲都係非常有貢獻嘅事情啊！其實我以為
they are beneficial, they benefit society.
但係我哋從另外一個角度嚟睇。
But if you look at it from another perspective,
呢啲所有嘅都係為著要滿足人嘅需要，人嘅肉體。
We realize that the need for the inventions came or stemmed from a need to satisfy the individual, the person.
呢個就係挪亞嘅時代嘅嘅人，佢哋嘅特色。
And that is the unique characteristic of the generation that we associate with Noah.
但係聖經馬太福音佢哋話俾我哋聽，正好係一啲咁樣嘅環境、咁樣嘅光景嘅當中。
But the Bible, as is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, tells us that it is for in this type of generation.
正係所有嘅嘢都係圍繞著人嗰個享受、肉體嗰個需要嚟作嘅時候。
In this generation, where everything that would seem to be a progress was made for the benefit or for the contentment or satisfaction of the individual.
當然為了這個身體，譬如 你冷就多件衣服，這個是毫無問題的。
On the one hand, it's very good. I mean, after all, if you were cold, you would make sure you were able to have a coat to keep you warm. So that's good.
如果肚餓，咁食嘢，咁預備一啲食物，這個亦都係唔係問題。
If you're hungry, you learn how to cook or how to gather food, and that is good.
但問題就係話人專門為咗呢個肉體嚟到預備好多嘅東西。
So those things are needs, and so there's no problem with that. But the fact is, if you look at it, when individuals specifically look to see how they can improve their life for their own entertainment or for their own benefit, now then it's shaded differently.
咁所以整個世界都係咁樣樣。眼目只喺呢個肉體嘅身上邊嚟到發展，依住將神忘記。
So much so that the entire generation or entire society becomes focused squarely on the benefits of itself for the contentment that it can have. Then, in doing so, the byproduct really is the discarding of God and His thing, the moving aside of God and His thing.
咁因此咧，越嚟越深。越嚟越嘅厲害嘅時候
，But as the focus become on a focus even more, if their sight is become more and more focused on their own contentment，
聖經就話主就翻嚟。
It is then the Bible gives us as a reminder that it is then that the Lord will return。
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇見嘛？我哋今日呢個世代唔再係分開羅德嘅時代或者係挪亞嘅時代，而係羅德嘅時代同埋挪亞嘅時代咁樣。
So we look at it as a whole, we recognize that our society, how will our society be categorized, is not just like Lot's generation, it is not just like Noah's generation, but rather our generation has become Lot's generation added to Noah's generation.
弟兄姊妹，因此我哋交通主嘅再嚟喺呢個時候，我覺得係好合宜嘅。
And so that's why it is quite apropos for us to speak on the second coming of the Lord Jesus now.
但是我们一定要有这个观念,主再回来这件事情是实实在在的。
But first and foremost, we have to have this understanding. It is a fact that the Lord will return.
我估计基督教里面有一个很大的难处。
There is a great difficulty in Christianity.
就是讲主的再来的信息讲了很多很多。
And that is that although many people speak on the return of the Lord,
听也听了很多很多。
Although many myriads of people have heard of the return of the Lord,
哇，听到好熟啊！呢件事情，哎，眯埋眼都知道，你唔使讲几句都明白关于主再来嘅事情。
So much so that it has become a constant in our ears. Even as the speaker begins to speak a couple of words, we already can fill in the sentence or the rest of his sharing. That it's become, we're inundated with those words in our ears.
咁因为听得多嘅缘故咧，你觉得其实我都已经预备咗啦，咁样。
And when you are in that situation where you've heard it again and again, you might come out and say, you know, I am ready. I'm pretty sure I'm ready now.
因为你听得多，预备主再来，你就以为你已经预备咗。
Because you have heard so much that we need to prepare for the Lord's return. So much so that we are now, we've now come to a point where we feel, yes, I'm ready for the Lord's return.
但实际上面呢，你一啲嘢都未做过。
But in reality, perhaps you might not have taken any steps towards the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望喺我哋中间冇咁样嘅人。
I hope that there is none of us who are found in that particular situation.
但如果我哋只有我哋嘅心嘅里头， 这些话只是一些给你一些知识的话，弟兄姊妹，这个很危险。Because
if these words of the Lord's return merely become a piece of knowledge to you, then we are putting ourselves in a very dangerous place.
但是因为弟兄姊妹，主再回来，这个关乎我们生死存亡的事实。But
you have to realize the Lord's return is intimately related to our whole life, our whole being.
如果我们今天只是说，我听了这一堂，那回去下个礼拜又来过，或者下个月又来过，这样我们觉得我们很可怜。It
would be sad, really sad, if all we do is come week in and week out just to listen to a sermon and are satisfied with just listening.
虽然主说回来已经讲了2000年。
Even though the Lord has already stated of His return, and He has stated it some 2,000 years ago.
但是为了我们自己的益处的缘故，我们还需要有一个迫切的这个心情来期待主的回来。But
for our own benefit, for our own sake, we need to have that urgency to understand that these words are spoken with urgency.
我们必须要看见，看见祂
We must see for ourselves that He is coming now.
举一个例，譬如我告诉你，Michael，你表弟明年春天就来，在香港来探你，就来了。So
for example, if I say to Michael, and I say, Michael, your cousin is going to be coming in the spring.
那你会不会告诉你太太，哇，快点，我表弟就来了，你快点去收拾一间客房，立刻整好他。
Your cousin is going to be coming from Hong Kong and he's going to be staying with you in the spring. Will you then go right ahead and tell your wife, and say, oh, we have to make sure we clean up everything. We have to clean up our house and prepare a room for him.
我估计你太太会说这样，这么快？
I think that your wife would probably say, so soon?
Mm-hmm. 因为现在到明年春天有几个月。
Because there's still 7 months before spring actually arrives, right?
虽然你说这么快，但是呢，意思就是说未这么快嘅。So
even though the words that are spoken by his wife might be so soon, what it really means is it doesn't have to be so soon.
但是呢，如果你今日睇医生，医生话俾你听。
But on the other hand, if you go for a physical and your doctor tells you, oh, I'm sorry, we diagnosed this particular illness.
你係只有半年命嘅啫。 明年春天呢?
And it's a terminal illness. And so I think that as far as your days go, probably by spring, the disease might take its full course.
咁你會點講?
Now what will you say?
你亦都話咁快?
You will also say so soon.
睇到嘛，弟兄姊妹。
你明白我意思講咩? Do you understand what I'm saying?
我哋要保有一個點樣嘅心情嚟等待主嘅再翻嚟。
What type of heart do you have right now as we await the Lord's return?
點解我你個表弟嚟都係好快，同埋你今日病差唔多又要死啊，都係好快，有咩唔同啊？
What's the difference in these two scenarios? One where your cousin is coming to stay with you, and the other is where you've now been diagnosed as having a terminal illness.
因為嗰個係關乎你生命嘅存亡嘅問題嘛。
The difference in your response lies in the fact which one is intimately related to your life and your being.
所以主再翻嚟，唔係話你表弟明年就嚟咁樣嘅心情。
So when we say the Lord is returning, it is not the scenario where it's like, okay, my cousin's coming to visit next spring sometime.
如果主嘅再嚟係只不過係一個話題嘅話呢?
If it's only a topic to discussion,
對你嘅生活一啲都冇影響。
And then it does not intimately affect your life.
唯有嗰個關乎你生命嘅存亡，你嘅生活就有改變。
Only if something intimately affects your life and your well-being will you take a different tack on approaching it.
剛才我們讀過一大段的聖經在彼得後書。
We read a long scriptural passage from 2 Peter earlier.
如果我們留心讀的時候，你就看見在字面上面很清楚地解釋給我們聽。
If we take a little care to consider all the words that we've read, we realize thatThe words themselves actually were very clear to state the situation.
因为有人一定是这样讲，主应该等了2000年了，还没回来。
It is specifically because there were individuals that responded and said, you know, the Lord has told us that he's going to return, but it was 2000 years ago. 2000 years have passed. 2000 years have already passed.
所以第八节他就说，亲爱的弟兄，有一件事情你们不可以忘记。
And so that's why in verse 8, it specifically says very clearly,Do not let this one fact escape your notice.
主睇事情同我哋睇嘅唔同。
That the Lord sees or views things differently than we view things.
主睇一千年就好似一日咁样。
That the view sees one day as 1,000 years.
呢度系讲呢讲讲讲紧咩事情
？And 1,000 years as one day. Now what is this saying?
啊，当然我哋中国人就话，再生就一。千日就是不是这样我都忘记了。在世有几千年在山上一千日一日在世有几千年。在山上一日在世界就已经山下已经几千年了。
So there's a Chinese colloquialism that states that if you one day spent on the mountain is as 1,000 days spent in the valley.
那里是讲什么呢就是说我们快活到不得了，时日都唔知道过咗几多咯。
What is it saying? It really means that we are having such a wonderful and enjoyable time that we don't even see time passing. We don't realize that time is passing.
但呢度唔系咁意思啊。
But brothers and sisters, don't mistaken that that's what this verse means.
呢度提到主话睇一日如千年，千年如一日。
It says specifically here, it states specifically here, that the Lord sees one day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day.
是讲到神是没有这个时间的限制的。
What it's saying is that God is not constrained by time.
人是有限制但是神那里没限制。
We're restricted, we're constrained by time and space.
哦因此
but not God.
我们以为哎呀我等了2000年了。
We think, well, I've waited 2,000 years already.
但是神说不是。
But God says no.
神唔係咁睇。
God doesn't see that time as we see time.
即使我哋以為係就等咗2000年。
And even if we really did wait for 2,000 years.
但神話我唔係遲延。
But God tells us or goes on to tell us that it's not that I'm tardy, it's not that I'm late.
我乃係寬容你哋。
But rather that I am giving you the opportunity.
寬容你哋 唔愿一人沉沦，乃愿人都悔改。
That he is patient towards us, not wishing for anyone to perish, but for all to have to come to repentance.
神愿意俾我哋有每一个人都有机会。
God desires to give to each one of us the opportunity.
并且好多个机会叫我哋回转过嚟。
Actually, not just one opportunity, but many opportunities to return, to repent.
但我问一个问题啊。
Let me ask you a question.
看你识唔识。
Let me see if how you would respond.
世界上最长命嘅嗰个人系边个？
Who holds the record for longevity on earth?
一二三，睇真啲。马头撒拉，后生仔知唔知啊？知唔知啊
？The answer that was given was Methuselah. For those who are younger, do you know who Methuselah is?
第二个问题，咁佢几岁啊
？Well, the second question is.Okay, if Methuselah was the longest living being, how old did he live to?
几多岁？
How old?
圣经 quiz 啊，几多岁？啊？后生嘅知唔知？
Biblical quiz, right? So how long did the Bible tell us Methuselah lived?
一秒钟。
One second.
唔知啊？啊？那哇，喺揾圣经好快啊，志文。
That's very good that you found this so quickly, Ivan.
969 years. 969 years. 969 years. 差不多成千岁。
So it's close to 1,000 years that he lived.
现在的问题就是为什么他会这么长命？
So the question now becomes, what is the reason for his longevity?
为什么又不是亚伯拉罕呢？
Why not
Abraham? 其他的呢？
Why not other spiritual giants that we think of?
为什么马杜撒拉？
Why Methuselah?
嘅宽容啊，啱，都啱嘅。
It's because of the patience of God.
因为圣经
话 ，That's a good answer. The Bible tells us,
当马土撒拉死嘅嗰日，就系洪水嚟嘅时候。
The Bible tells us that on the day of Methuselah's death, that was the day when the flood came.
挪亚六百岁嘅时候，洪水就嚟。
When Noah was 600 years old, the flood came.
马祖撒拉嗰时候969岁。
And on that day, Methuselah was 969 years old.
你知道整个故事洪水嚟嘅时候，人就要被毁灭啦。
Now, all of us know the story of the flood, Noah and the flood, right? When the flood came, that meant the demise of civilization in that day.
原来神俾人好大嘅宽容。
So we realize that God has great forbearance.Patience with mankind.
所以神亦俾人咧好大嘅时好长嘅时间。
And so that's why God gave man of that generation such a long period of time.
969年。
969 years.
普通嘅人顶笼去到800岁啊，好似其中有啲嘅人。
In that generation, at the most.People live till their 800s. But here was a man, and also the time that passed was
969 years.
For that generation, God gave them as long of a time as possible, in fact, 969 years worth of time to repent.
Now, 今天主2000年了,
today, coming back to today,It's been 2,000 plus years since the Lord stated that He was going to return.
你知道主再回来的时候就是审判的日子。
And we realize from His words also, when the Lord does return, it is the day of judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗？主迟的未回来是给我们机会去悔改。
So do you see, brothers and sisters, that for every day that the Lord does not return, He is actually giving us another day for us to repent.
对未曾相信耶稣的人
For those individuals who are unbelievers,
神是给他们机会来到悔改接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
God is granting them this time an opportunity to recognize their sins and for them to repent of their sins and come into salvation.
对已经信了主的人
But what about those who are Christians, who are believers?
神仍然给我们机会
Realize that God is also giving us the time and opportunity.
将我哋要重新嘅学习改变我哋嘅心思。
It is for us now to learn how to change, to learn to change our hearts and to learn how to live His life.
去活出基督，要做一个合神心意嘅人。
To live out Christ in our lives, to be an individual that pleases the heart of God.
主再翻嚟。
The Lord is returning.
到佢翻嚟嘅时候，我哋一定冇机会、冇时间去改变嘅。
When He returns, we will no longer have the opportunity to make any changes in our lives.
所以到到嗰日，圣经就话，好似一好大嘅声音嚟到。爆发咁样，咁然后咧，所有有形质嘅都被烈火消化，地同埋其上嘅所有都要烧尽咗。
And that's why it tells us that what come that day, it will come like a roar, and the elements then will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and all of its works will be burned up.
睇见嘛，弟兄姊妹，到嗰个时候我哋就冇机会去。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, when the time actually comes, we will not have the opportunity nor the time to make any changes in how we were living.
因此，我哋今日还有时间。
But today, we still have time.
现今就开始。
Today, let's start today.
我哋要做神要喜悦我哋做嘅。
Starting today, let us be the ones who live our lives that pleases God.
我要活出基督嘅样式，系而家。
Now is the time for us to live out Christ in us, not later or another time.
所以主就话，你哋要应该点样嘅为人，应该点样圣洁，点样敬虔，切切嘅仰望神嘅日子。
So that's why the Bible encourages to consider this and see what sort of people ought we to be in holy conduct and in godliness.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋今日还系心思里边仲系觉得啊，我要搵几多钱咧，或者我需要买间咩嘅大屋咧，仲买多几架车好呢？咁样嘅成日都系想呢啲嘅嘢啊！弟兄姊妹，你留心。
Brothers and sisters, this is a warning. If we are individuals who constantly fills our minds with just considerations, I need to find a bigger house to move into.I need to find another car, more cars. Or I wonder, how can I make more money for myself? If we are in that type of situation, be careful.
如果在你的心里面没有一个敬畏的神的心、啊、我应该怎样服侍他呢？或者 我敬拜的时候，我应该将我自己摆上，给多少呢？如果我们没有这样的心，弟兄姊妹，别落心。
Brothers and sisters, if we're in that situation,And we don't even have a heart to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I wonder how I should pursue after you. Lord, how should I serve you in these days? If those thoughts never crosses your mind, brothers and sisters, these words serve as a warning for us.
主话我哋应该点样圣洁啊？点样敬虔啊？我今日唔交通呢一个，但系我要跳落去十二节，我哋要切切嘅仰望。
It does tell us that we should consider how we should act, right? The holy conduct and godliness. Well, we're not going to talk about how or those particular matters today, but I'm going to jump to the next portion, which tells us in verse 12 that we should be looking for and hastening the coming of God.
中文的圣经又说我们切切的仰望神的日子来到，但如果我们看英文，我们就发觉那里多了一个字的。
In the Chinese translation, it tells us that daily we should be looking for the return of the Lord. But in the English translation, there is an extra word that is added here.
那个字呢，就话我们要切切的仰望同埋催促神的日子来到。
And that word is hastening. So the whole verse says, or whole phrase says, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
我们不单止要警醒等候主。
It's not enough for us just to be alert to wait for His coming.
我们还神还给我们恩典，叫我们可以催促主的回来。
But God is granting us even greater grace in that we have the capacity to hasten His return.
如果你家里有小朋友的话，我相信 会有这样的情形发生过。
If you have children at home, I'm sure what I'm about to say has happened in your household before.
就是呢，有时你做工，做工的时候，打电话翻屋企。
So you might be off at work and you call home.
咁你就同你小朋友讲电话啦，梗系。
And so you happen to speak with one of your children.
讲下你放学翻嚟点啊，攰唔攰啊，咁样样。
So you might ask, oh, you just came back from, you just came home from school. Are you tired?
咁你个小朋友咧，可能就话，咁爸爸你几时翻嚟啊
？Now your children might respond and just say, oh, daddy, when are you coming home?
你梗系话我放工就翻嚟噶啦。
Of course, your normal response would be, oh, I'll come home after I get off work.
咁你而家翻嚟好唔好啊
？And they might ask, oh, what? Can you come home now?
咁你做好功课未啊
？Well, then you will respond, well, did you finish your homework?
未咯，仲有两条宣述。
No, I haven't finished my homework. I still have a couple of math problems to finish.
仲有个 book report。
I still have a book report to do.
要做噶。
And it's due.
咁你就会话，咁你快啲做啦。
And so you would encourage them and say, well, hurry up, get going, finish your homework.
嗱，你唔好睇 TV 咯喎。
Don't watch TV.
俾心机读啊。
Make sure you concentrate.
嗱，你做完功课咧，爸爸就翻嚟噶啦。
And when you finish your homework, then daddy will be home.
咁佢或者会问，咁我等你翻嚟先做啦，得唔得
？And the child might answer you and say, well, what if I wait until you come home and then I'll finish my homework?
唔得，我翻嚟你要做好噶啦。
Of course not. When I come home, you should be finished with your homework.
嗱，你做好就我就翻嚟。
No, if you finish your homework, I'll be home.
系咪咁啊？阿 John 有冇咁嘅经验
？So John, do you have that experience?
咁於是咧，你其實你就照常照住你放工嘅時候翻屋企啊。
Now for you, you hang up the phone, you finish your work, and you just get off the normal time that you get off work.
嗱，你心情一定好好嘅，因為點解？知道有個小朋友喺度等緊你翻嚟。
Now you might be in very good spirits, knowing full well that your child is waiting for you to come home.
主啊，我哋要切切嘅仰望並催促神嘅日子快啲嚟。
The Lord's words tell us that we are to look for and hasten the coming of the day of God.
就是你好似你同你小朋友咁样讲。
It's just like in that particular scenario that you're speaking to your child.
啊，你做好功课，我就翻嚟啊。
Make sure you finish your homework, and when you finish your homework, I'll be home.
我哋要点样去仰望同埋催促神嘅日子呢
？So how do we look for and hasten the coming of the day of God.
如果我哋又有限咁样呢啲日子，又摊喺嗰度啊，啊享受一下，又食 cookie， 又食呢又嗰样，又好多功课未做咧，咁系咪咁样去等爸爸翻嚟咧
？So you think that child? How do you think he would wait for his dad to come home? Is he just gonna sort of lounge around, sort of take a couple cookies here, take a snack break there? Wait around and see whenever you know, dad comes up, he'll show up. Is that the way that child would spend that time?
主啊，切切嘅仰望，同埋催促主嘅日子快到。
The word of God says, we need to be looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
嗰度讲到，我哋要积极嘅起嚟，活喺主嘅面。
It means you need to be proactive in awaiting.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有时走行过一坟场啊，你一下咧就睇见边啲系基督徒，边啲唔系基督徒啊。
If you
即系埋喺度底下嗰啲人，sorry， 埋喺坟场嗰啲人，边啲以前系基督徒，边啲唔系
？If you go to a cemetery, if you ever go to a cemetery, it's very clear who's a Christian and who's a non-Christian. I'm talking about those Christians and or those people who are those corpses that are already buried.Which corpse was once a Christian and which corpse was once a non-Christian?
因为咧，嗰啲基督徒通常都写住后主再来咁吓，等喺度等主再翻嚟。
Because in many of the tombstones of Christians, they would inscribe on their waiting for the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，嗰啲人咧， 他们是等候主再来，不过呢，他们是消极的等候主再来。
Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, those courts, those individuals, they are waiting for the Lord's return, but they're waiting passively.
他们不等都不行的，是吧？
There's nothing for them to do, right? They can't help but to wait now.
但今天我们还活着的人。
But for us who are still alive today,
你就不是这样等的了。
We cannot be waiting in the same manner that the courts are waiting.
你是要积极的去等。
We need to wait proactively.
你是要活着的，警醒的，活出主那个样式，活出神要喜爱我们的这样的样子去等。
We need to live out our lives and live it out in an alert way and in a way that will live out the Christ Jesus who is already in us.
那刚才如果你还记得刚才彼得后书第三章第一节我们读过的了。
If you recall, in verse 1 of the long chapter portion of scripture that we read in 2 Peter chapter 3,
彼得就是这样提醒我们要用什么呢？要以神的话与主的命令使徒的教训，用这些的各样的神的圣经里面的话作为根据，这样活在神的面前。
In verse 1 and 2 actually, Peter is telling us or encouraging us how we are to live those days, and he specifically says that we should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets, and also the commandments of the Lord and Savior spoken by the apostles. And in this way, the attitude that lies behind our waiting for the return
of Christ. 先知所讲嘅话系指示我哋走嘅路。
Referring to what the words were that are spoken by the holy prophets, that refers to our history, what we have, the path that we have already traversed.
主救主嘅命令讲到爱嘅生活。
And the commandment of the Lord and Savior, what He has spoken, it tells us about a life of love that we are supposed to live.
使徒所传的是指到活在身体里面。
And then the words that are spoken by the apostles, that tells us of the life that we live today on a day-to-day basis.
是这样实在的，其实就是神的话，根据神的话。
But if you boil it all down, it really means the Word of God, that we are to live according to the Word of God.
来将基督活出来。
In order to live out Christ,
弟兄姊妹，我哋以呢个为根据咁样嚟活嘅时候
，If we live out our lives in such a manner,
几时我哋越接近神嘅话嘅生活，几时我哋就系催促主嘅翻嚟嘅时候。
Whenever we draw near to the Word of God to direct us on how we live.Then we are actually hastening the return of the day of God.
还有就是说，当新天新地来的时候，圣经说有义居在其中。
And that tells us that in the new heaven and new earth,
13.
Oh, in the new heaven and new earth, their righteousness will dwell.
大家都知道什么叫做义啊？
Brothers and sisters,We all understand what righteousness means, right?
义就是神的性情。
Righteousness is a characteristic, or I'm sorry, a character of God.
就是神的自己的活出。
It is God Himself lived out.
所以，那个信徒的义呢，是讲到神的儿女是根据着神的性情来到活出来的这个行为。
So when it tells you that, that we are to, in the heaven and new earth, that in the,
身负义的性情，信徒的义就是他的 linen.
So, it tells us in the new heaven and new earth that righteousness is the linen of the believers.
当神要找到的就是神自己的性情在神的国度。
What God is looking for within His kingdom is his own characteristics, his own character.
神的儿女们今天活出神的样子，将来是那个在就话在神的国度的里面，是这些是神要的义。
And so the character of God that lived out in us today are those very things which shall occupy the new heaven and new earth.
所以总括来讲就是说， 我哋要积极嘅咁样活喺主嘅面前。
And so that's why we need to be proactive to live before the Lord.
按照神嘅旨意嚟到见证。
According to His own design and plan to be a testimony.
按照神自己嘅引导嚟到见证佢自己。
To by the guidance of God Himself to be a witness for Him.
主话我哋要咁样样嘅嚟到仰望佢，同埋催促。
And he tells us that in, by doing so, then we can look for and hasten the coming of the day of God.
圣经里面有很多的人物可以成为我们成为一个例子。
Now there are many, many characters found in the Bible that can be our examples.
我们看一个啦，路加福音，我们看路加福音。
Let's look to one, recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
其实不止一个的，我们今天就看一个《路加福音》第二章第二十五节。
This is just one of the many that is recorded for us in the Bible. So again, it's the Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
第二十五节。
25.
第二章《路加福音》二章二十五节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
他们说在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。好。
And so reading from verse 25 says, And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And when he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the customs of the law, then Simeon took Jesus into his arms and blessed God.
Now, 我们看见西面这个人是一个等候主的人。
Now we see here the character of Simeon. He is someone who is waiting for the Lord.
主话嗰一日佢受到圣灵嘅感动，佢进入去圣殿。
It very clearly tells us that on that day that he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was led to go into the temple.
咁然后咧，佢就遇见咗主。
And there he encountered the Lord.
就好似咁简单一件事情。
So as far as The logistics go, that's how simple it was.
他这么多年在那里等，那天如愿以偿。
He was someone who has been waiting for a long, long time, many years. But on that day, he actually encountered the Lord.
但圣经告诉我们，他不是那天才等。
But the Bible also tells us, though, that it wasn't just that day that he was waiting for the Lord.
啊，那天这么巧这样行入去圣殿，我就见到。
That it was just happenstance, it just so happens.That he was walking into the temple and he encountered the Lord.
不是啊，弟兄姊妹。
No. 圣经说, That's not what the Bible says.
圣经说他是素常这样做的。
But rather, the Bible actually tells us very clearly that he was righteous and devout and continued to wait.
中文就讲清楚，时时都是这样的等候。
So in the Chinese translation,
常常的啊，系咯。盼望等候见到主。
In the Chinese translation, actually, is more descriptive. It tells us that he was constantly, or that he is always waiting for the Lord.
佢呢个人又公义又虔诚。
So there was a description of him in the Bible. It says that he was righteous and devout.
圣灵喺佢嘅生活里边。
And so the Holy Spirit was upon him.
即系话呢啲嘅日子，我唔知道几长啊。
So that means that during those days. Now, we're not quite sure how long those days were for him.
圣灵在他里头，他也接受圣灵的引导。
But we realize that the Holy Spirit was upon him, and he was led by the Holy Spirit.
他也顺服圣灵的指引。
And he submitted to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那天进到殿里。
And on that day, the Holy Spirit led him to go into the temple.
啊，我相信这圣殿里面很多人。
I'm sure that there are many, many people that filled the temple during those days.
因为全个以色列这么多个人都是要去到圣殿的里面。
Because don't forget that all of Jerusalem, all the people that were in Jerusalem, needed to visit the temple on a daily basis.
我相信不止一个BB被他妈妈抱进来的。
And I'm certain that Jesus was not the only child that was brought in by their mother, by his or her mother.
我也不相信在耶稣的头上有个光圈，好像我们画的画那样，这个就是了。And
certainly, I know for sure that there was no golden halo that somehow or another hovered over our Lord as his parents brought him into the temple to identify him.
我相信他是老人家，我估计是老人家，这个老人家怎么一眼就看到，那个是以色列的安慰者。
I'm going to make an assumption that Simeon was older in age, so this older individual, how is it possible that he was able to discern out of all the people that were in the temple that this was the one, that this was indeed Christ?
等于他怎么知道?
How would he know?
因为圣灵在里面。
Because the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit told him. So, brothers and sisters, do you see?
作为一个等候见主的一个人,
to be an individual who is really looking for and hastening the Lord's return, they must live by the Spirit's guidance.
他是有公义,有虔诚的,
they must be righteous. They must be devout.
并且他是素常等候以色列的安慰,
and then more so, that he is constantly waiting for the consolation of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，主话我们要警醒预备，但要还要作一个催促主再回来的人。
We need to be alert and to wait for his return. But more than that, the word of God tells us that we need to look for and hasten his return.
弟兄姊妹，千祈唔好以为咧呢啲话，讲俾啲后生听啊。
Brothers and sisters, don't misconstrue that these words are appropriate only to the younger people.
有好多时候我哋祷告话，主啊，兴起人嚟服侍你。
Because a lot of times in our prayers, we pray, Lord, please raise up individuals for yourself.
哎，你嗰班青年人啊，
especially that young group of people, that young, those young Christians, those young adults, the children.
神啊，快啲兴起佢哋。
Please move to raise them up for yourself.
啱啊，我哋真系求主兴起当中有好多嘅青年。
On the one hand, it's true. We need to look to the Lord to raise up the young people for the Lord.
但系当我哋话求主兴起人嘅时候，
But when we are asking for the Lord to raise up individuals for Himself,
唔系净系话年纪轻嘅先至求神嚟兴起。
It is not just the young who qualify to be raised up for the Lord.
年长嘅呢？
But what about those who are older?
成年嘅呢？
What are those about those who are seniors?
你需唔需要警醒等候啊？
Do you need to be alert? Do you need to be waiting, looking for the return of the Lord?
你需唔需要改变啊？
Do you need to change?
你需唔需要喺神嘅面前有更新啊？
Do you need to be revived before the Lord?
我哋都需要啊。
All of us, we need it.
所以当我哋话我哋要作一个警醒等候人，并催促神嘅降临嘅人， 不是单单是指那些年轻仔。
So when we say we need to be alert and to be watchful and that we should be looking for and hastening the Lord's return, is not just appropriate for it to be applied to the young people.
这个是包括你在里面。
It includes you, every one of us in there.
如果主开我们的眼睛，
If the Lord would open our eyes,
我们就 看到这些世上所有的东西一下就会毁坏。We
should understand a truth that the things around us, all the material things that we have and see, in an instant, it can all be taken away.
因此必须我们将我们的心思放在属天的事情上。And
that is why that we must put our heart upon those heavenly matters.
上一个礼拜有机会去加拿大同一班弟兄姊妹沟通。
Last week I had the opportunity to go up to Canada and I had a time of a fellowship with a group of brothers and sisters there.
之后呢，又同几位从New York来的弟兄姊妹去影下相。
After my visit with the brothers and sisters there, there were a couple of brethren who came up from New York and we had an opportunity to go out and take some photographs.
咁嗰度有一对夫妇，有一个 好細嘅細蚊仔。
And amongst the group that was then there was a couple who had a young child.
咁本來呢個姊妹咧就非常嘅不願意嚟同我哋一齊去影相。
Now initially the mother, the sister in the Lord, the mother was not very happy about coming along on this part of the trip to go with us for photography.
因為咧佢好唔捨得嗰個 BB。
Why? It's because she dearly loved her child and couldn't bear to be separated from the child.
一直都冇心情，亦都唔想咁樣放低個仔嚟。
So throughout our time there, and plus then her attitude was that she didn't really want to be there. Her heart was with her child that was at home.
直到佢嘅丈夫一直嘅勸告，有個另外一個弟兄又邀請咁樣樣，勉為其難叫就嚟。
And so her husband, the brother-in-law, sort of encouraged her along. And there were other brothers who came along and sort of gave her words of encouragement. Said, come on, let's go on this trip. So then she came.
最後然後她就說,
Ultimately, though, then she told us.
經過了幾日她就說,
so it was not till several days later as we were on this trip, then she confided in us.
她說, 我現在就發覺到, 如果我不將我的兒子放低,我永遠睇唔到神嗰個偉大。
She says, you know, I've come to a realization. If I was not able to leave my child behind or to be separated from my child, if I was not able to put him aside, I would not be able to see the full beauty of the Lord.
當佢最後決定，好啦，我離開放低個仔啦，咁然後佢就可以全心咁樣睇見神原來創造嘅奇妙。
When she ultimately made the decision to leave her child behind and to actually go on to this trip with us, it was only then that her eyes had the opportunity and now was able to see and encompass the full beauty of God's creation.
So, 主喺度教导我哋，当我哋嘅心嘅里边仍然系被世上面嘅事情嚟到缠累嘅时候，我哋对主嗰个嘅渴慕对主嗰个荣耀，我哋系冇法子睇到。
So the Lord is teaching us a lesson that when we leave our hearts to be entangled by the things of this world, then we are restricted in being able to recognize and see the beauty and the full majesty of the Lord Himself.
主话我哋既然知道呢啲嘅事，一下就会消化。我哋为人就应该点样圣洁敬虔，切切嘅仰望，并催促神嘅日子嚟到。
So again, the word of the Lord records for us very clearly: since all these things are to be destroyed, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God?
好盼望弟兄姊妹喺我哋都喺主嘅面前话。主啊，我哋就系呢一班人。
May all of us respond to His words and say, Lord, I want to be counted amongst those people.
盼望主继续向我哋讲说话。
So may the Lord continue to speak with us.
我哋祈祷。
Let's come together in prayer.
主啊，我哋再次嘅向你嚟祷告。
Lord, once again we pray to you.
主啊，将嗰一个爱慕你嘅再嚟嘅心想赐俾我哋。
Lord, grant to us that heart that loves only you.
主啊，你话我哋要切切嘅仰望并催促你嘅日子嚟到。
We need to look for and hasten that your coming and your coming is at hand.
主啊，帮助我哋，俾我哋力量，好叫我哋成为一个咁样嘅人。
Grant to us, Lord, the strength so that we can be counted amongst those who are looking for and hastening your return.
让我哋喺今生呢个日子。是讨你喜悦的日子。
May the days that we live are days that bring pleasure to you.
我亦愿意我哋喺你面前嘅事日系蒙你纪念。
And may the days that we live here may they all be remembered by you.
主啊，再一次嘅求主藉着圣灵喺我哋里边开启嘅工作。
Lord, we ask that you will have the Holy Spirit complete His work in us.
作解释，让我哋更加嘅明白。
to be a translator, to explain to us what needs to be explained so that we might come to that understanding.
주여 은혜 주시옵소서.
May you gain us, Lord.
奉 주 예수 이름 기도.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.